Good afternoon. Our extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan with you. And today we're talking. Can we just say we're talking beer? I mean, who doesn't need a drink at this point, right? We're with the breweries again. And I say again because a couple of weeks ago, a week ago or so, we talked to Dan Koss with Missing Links Brewery. And today we not only have Dan on the phone with us, but also Nick Salkhead. See, Nick, I practiced your name over and over. Nick Salkhead is with us too, with Stick City Brewing Company, and he's in the Mars area. And welcome both of you, gentlemen. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having us.
And if you were in studio, I'd say bring the samples, would you?
Yes, we would.
Yeah. But we're going to do this remotely, of course, all three of us in different locations. So what we're kind of doing now is talking to businesses about this yellow phase and where are we and how do we participate in your business and all of that. So, Dan, since we talked to you before, Nick, I'm going to start with you. And since we haven't talked to Stick City Brewing Company yet in Mars, are you seeing anything different now that we're in the yellow phase? How can you describe this for us?
I think we're seeing, you know, people becoming more relaxed, but in the yellow phase, we're still operating under the same way we were in the red phase. So everything is to-go and off-premise sale or off-premise consumption only. So we've been selling cans and growlers, and we've still had some food trucks coming in selling food to-go. So yellow phase, we're doing that. It's good to see that we're moving in that direction of opening back up.
And so how has the this process worked for you? Just because, I want to say, are you struggling? I think all small businesses are struggling, so I'll say it that way first. But have you been able to maintain what you needed to maintain to get through this period?
Yeah, I mean, we're really lucky to be able to be open. You know, there's so many small businesses that have their hands tied. They're not even able to do anything. So we're very fortunate to be able to sell to go. We're thankful for that every day. It certainly has really challenged us. You know, we've had to really revisit kind of what our whole operating plan was. We have a canning system, so we normally would partially use that for a batch to maintain some beer for a draft for on-premise consumption. But we've been doing entire runs of the beer in can format just to make it easier for everybody coming up to get beer to go and to take home. We're adjusting as we go. It's just a wild time, I think, for everybody.
And
we're making do. It's working. We're very lucky.
Good. And Dan, I want to ask you the same thing. Since the last time we talked, how have you been maintaining?
We're doing okay. Like Nick said, we're just happy to be able to be open. We definitely, every day, we're looking at new ways to do what we're doing. We do have food at Missing Links. I'm like Nick there with, doing the food trucks, which is kind of cool, and that's a big, big draw. So we're doing all of that to go, and, we're finding we're having a tough time getting product. Prices are going up through the roof, the same as they are in a grocery store. So, a lot of those issues going on, we're ordering different things. We had to find new suppliers to get us the products that we need to stay consistent with our products. So it's rough that way. And, as Nick said, beer to go is no fun in the grand scheme of things for our breweries. We're all about that on-premise, sit down, hang out with your buddy, or if you don't have a buddy, meet one while you're there. I had a young lady tell me yesterday that it was in one of our regulars, and she just looked at me and says, "Dan, I want my table back." I think that's about where everybody's at. They really want to come in and go back to normal, but we can't. So we make do with what we're able to at this point.
It was interesting. My family and I went to just an ice cream stand the other day and over the weekend, and I had my mask on, and I'm looking at the ice cream thinking, I've got to take my mask off to eat this. You know, it's almost like that if we were able to sit down and have a beverage, it makes you think twice because you have to think, how am I going to get this beer down? I have to take my mask off. And I know you aren't having people in because you're in that phase. And you know what? Let me step back for a second because I want to talk about the yellow phase in a moment. But I really want to address the fact of why I have both of you on. You're both from different breweries. but you all work together in Butler County. And I want to get your opinions on this. Dan, I'll start with you. Nick, I'll ask you the same question. But Dan, give us that viewpoint of how you all are working together to better your industry, to keep your industry going, but you are independent of each other.
Well, this brewing industry is really different than anything else I've ever been a part of. You know, there's trade organizations in every group, but it's very, very competitive. Here in Butler, with the breweries and all of them in Butler County, are members of what we call the Butler County Brewers Co-op. And everybody has an equal say and an equal share in what we do. And, you know, we're out trying to promote our industry. We're out trying to promote Butler County, promote our farmers and the things that happen here at home. And with that, we talk a lot amongst one another. And in this case, you know, trying to decipher the rules and regulations, trying to see what experiences other breweries have had, some of the things that they're doing in their business that are working, not working, sharing those ideas, because our thought is if there's 10, 11, 12, 13 of us here in the county, as an industry, that's a draw for people to come into the county and visit us, not just the folks that live a block or two away from each of our establishments. And if that falls and you know, those numbers go down and we lose it, then we don't have that big pull and draw into Butler County as far as a tourism kind of draw. So we take it very, very seriously that we, as an industry here in Butler, need to work together. And we do very well. We've been trading a lot of emails and things lately with not being able to get together. But, you know, everybody's in the same boat. And that's why Nick and I are here today, is to talk about what we as that group and what we as individuals are kind of going through. And, you know, as Nick said, we're very fortunate in the grand scheme of things to be open. We have lots of friends and other businesses that can't be. And we're starting now under the yellow phase, but it's really rough. And I think the scariest thing that we've heard, some numbers that got released by the Pennsylvania Restaurant Association, they're saying, you know, upwards of 30% of restaurants in the state may not open when this is all done. It's just, there's not going to be any money left. And, you know, family businesses and then around the wire are going to close. And if that's restaurants, how many more other small businesses are having that same problem and will be? And I think we're all going to be shocked, you know, when a month or a week or whatever it is from now, when we're back to the green phase and able to get out, that you go and knock on the door and it's dark. You know, there's not going to be anybody there.
And I want
to be quiet closings.
And I want to talk about the thought of getting to the green phase. But first, Nick, I want to get your opinion on all of you working together, the breweries in Butler County.
Yeah, it's been really great since it started. I think it was coming together right whenever Stick City was coming to life. I think the first meeting, we were just open for, I think, a few months. The Butler County Brewers Co-op really gives us a unified voice and an information exchange format to where, you know, if someone's seeing an issue with something, you know, they can share that knowledge with us, or you know, vice versa. It is great. I think, you know, it would be good for other industries to look at this, because it is common in the brewing industry to have an information exchange format, you know, to utilize something like this. It's been great. We've learned a lot from it, and hopefully we're contributing too.
Yeah, I love the motto. I love the motto that you all are a part of, or that you've set up as an example. So hats off to you all for doing that. And so let me ask you, Nick, since I have you, before we get back to Dan, let's talk about that. Well, I don't know. Do we talk about the green phase or not? I mean, it's the question of when do we get there? How do we get there? What's that look like for you?
Right. And you know, that's exactly what we're looking to do. We like to be very proactive and prepare. I think, you know, with all of us from talking with folks through the email exchange, we just want to know what it's going to look like, when it's going to come, you know, what we need to prepare for. Because if they were to make a judgment next week, you know, kind of how the yellow phase happened, it was like you had a week to prepare. We don't, you know, if people, like, say if they started to allow outdoor, you know, gatherings, you know, we don't know how to manage that, what requirements we need, you know, what sort of social distancing controls we have to have in place as a business. Do we need sanitizer? Do we need to provide masks? Like, we don't know. I've seen some other states, you know, have been releasing some guidance at least, and we've been looking at those because I'm assuming that our, you know, our state is also looking at what other people are doing to come up with some sort of a guidance. So Yeah, we don't know what green looks like. We'd like to know.
So you don't have any guidance from the state at this point?
Nothing on green that I've seen that would be solidified. Am I right, Dan? I haven't seen anything. I don't know if you've seen anything.
No, I did a lot of looking yesterday again, Nick, just to see if I was missing anything. Yeah. And no, it's just kind of a generic couple of lines. And yeah, that's the hardest part. You know, we all want our customers to be safe. We all want our employees to be safe. We all want to do what's right. And I think that really our group and many folks like us could do what's right. You know, we really don't need guidance on how to do it properly and safely. I think we could come up with a way, but we're not allowed. You know, and that's the thing. You know, the governor and his team have to provide that, and that's really what we're looking for. And like Nick said, you know, we've reinvented our businesses from what we had and learning how to do on-premise and a little bit of off-premise and canning and things, and now we're totally takeout. So we've had to redo POS systems and figure out how to take orders and do all of that. Now we may move into something else where we've got to reinvent again to do total outside consumption with these distances, and it sounds easy, and it sounds like we're complaining a bit, and you know, I don't believe that we are. We just want to do it right and proper right off the bat, give our customers the best experience they can have when they come in, so they're not looking at us, you know, running around or doing something wrong, and you know, that we don't get any visits from the entities that can come and visit us. You know, the Department of Agriculture for, you know, our inspections and licensing from them, and the Liquor Control Board and the Liquor Enforcement Agency, you know, they can come and inspect if we're doing something wrong or get that phone call. And, you know, they're great folks, but, you know, if we're not doing something right, bad things can happen, and we just want to do it right.
So,
we want to definitely all be compliant and also provide that, because people have been hunkered down for how long. You know, they want to come out and have some sort of I hate to use the word new normal, but that is actually probably what we're going to be going through for a while until real normal comes back. But, yeah, we want to be compliant. We want to provide that experience. And, boy, it would be great to have something that, you know, that could provide us with a tool to prepare.
So even at this point, as you're trying to be creative, you would need a date for reopening. Is that what you're saying? Because if I understand this correctly, if there's no real change for you all as breweries in the yellow phase, how can you be creative to have everyone eat or drink outside? You know, I mean, you can't even do that.
You're correct, Tracy. At this point, we can't do any of that in the yellow phase here in Butler County and in any county. Restaurants, bars, breweries are allowed takeout only. And that is the rules from the governor. And we've received official guidance from the Liquor Control Board, you know, that controls our licenses. It says if you defy that, we will come and cite you and take your license. No ifs, ands, or buts. And so, you know, we're doing the thing that we need to do. And we don't like having that, you know, hanging over our heads, but that's part of the industry, and that's part of the risk that we take. Which is why I think we're saying that, yeah, it'll be nice if we can get that type of guidance from the governor and his team as to what green means. You know, is it 6-foot social distance? Is it groups of five? Is it outdoor okay? Is it masks, no masks? You know, what do our employees have to wear? I mean, do you have to have a Class A hazmat suit on in order to go out and deliver food to a table? Are you allowed to, you know, wear masks? Can we just wash our hands?
There's a lot to it, yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, we say things like that, and I guess one of the questions we get a lot is, you know, what are the new regulations for you as a restaurant? And I think Nick's going to say the same thing, and that there aren't any. You know, we sanitize constantly. We wash our hands constantly. We have to maintain a clean area for the brewing. I mean, the brewers are insane about cleanliness and sanitation. The kitchen staff is. Our bars and bartenders are, because we have to be every day, let alone whether it's this or nothing going on. So, you know, that's the question. Can we just continue to do the same things that we bring, do them well, or is there something new that we don't know about that has to be done? So,
Dan Koss from Missing Links Brewery, Nick Salkid from Stick City Brewery in Mars. Since you are a part of a Butler County co-op, if you will, with the breweries, Nick, I'm going to ask you, can you mention all of the breweries that are in this co-op? I know we have two of you on today, but who else is a part of this co-op?
Oh, boy, it'd be North Country, obviously Missing Links, Recon, Butler Brew Works, Reclamation. Dan, help me out here if I'm
wrong. Our friends at
Cellar Works. Yeah,
Cellar Works. And Burgers. We forgot Zach at Shubu.
Yes.
You didn't know there was going to be a test. Surprise test for both of you.
And the thing about that, too, Tracy, there's a couple of other breweries that are trying to come online right before all of this hit. So we're not really sure what their status is at this point, but they too will be invited in to join our group. It doesn't matter. You're brewing beer here in Butler, we want you part of the group.
Absolutely. So as we're looking forward, as we're wrapping up the time that we're talking here, and I'll ask you both your final thoughts, if you will, but anything that you can share with us, I guess the main point is that you're still open, but just carry out, and you still can get the alcohol. If you want to brew, you can still get that. You have a system to do that.
Yes, we do. And I think the biggest thing, really, we've not said yet, and that is to thank our customers and to thank the folks that have been coming in and supporting our businesses and other small businesses. They've been extremely generous, very supportive of what we're doing, very curious about what we're doing and why as well. So they're trying to, to be informed in what's going on, and just can't thank our customer base and whether they're new ones or regulars or what have you. It's the reason why we're still around. It's the reason we're going to continue to be around. And I think it's the big reason why we do what we do, and the reason we're looking for this, for this guidance and how to do this proper when the time comes, so that we can keep that customer base.
Absolutely. Nick, how about you?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Dan's right. Everyone has been very supportive. The community, support for the, especially for brewers, and I've even heard from some of the local restaurants that are doing takeout. People really have been, they've been coming out and getting a lot of takeout food, a lot of takeout beer. We couldn't be more pleased and appreciative and humbled by that. So it has been great.
Is there any shelf life that we have to be concerned with a brew that you're making? If it's already canned from, a national supplier or whatnot, I mean, I know we can put it in our fridge and we can keep it for a while. Do we have a shelf life that we have to be concerned of?
Not so much that would be any different from typical beer. I know with our process, our canning line, it's world class. It's every bit of meeting or doing better than some of the it's definitely meeting it or better than some of those other beers that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our beer, I don't think anybody around here has a pasteurization or filtration process, so there is that aspect to it. All of the beer that we're making is all completely natural. I think I can say that for all of the breweries in Butler County. So there is that aspect. It is different. You can't just keep it warm and get it cold and get it warm and get it cold again. But they're pretty robust. We can. It'll last quite a while if you keep it refrigerated.
Absolutely. So let me ask you.
The flip side, Tracy, that we always ask is, you should never have that problem.
Yeah. Drink responsibly.
Right,
yes, have a designated driver, all of that. But yes, I get what you're saying. Absolutely. And Nick, I'll ask you this first. Dan, I'll ask you also, are you working on anything special right now? Since you do have I don't want to say some time, like you're not doing anything, you're trying to keep your businesses going. But are you working on any special brew for when everything reopens?
Nothing outside of maybe what our normal year is. We have one of our Belgian style saison beers coming out that we bottle condition. It comes out once a year, so we'll be working on that. And hopefully that can align with at least some outdoor seating, so folks can enjoy that. If not, we will have them in bottles to go. That's one of our main projects. We have a couple others that are coming out too. That are still in development phase at this point, but. We're trying to be as innovative as we can.
Absolutely,
To Dan, keep that excitement going.
Dan, how about you? Are you working on anything special?
Yeah, Steve, our brewer's been doing some Pilsners, some lagers that we don't typically have time to do because they just take so long to make. And so there's a German Pilsner and a Czech Pilsner on its way out here soon. He's also experimenting with another style of fruit beer that seems to be very, very popular for the summer. And Actually, we're working on a for a special project, a Belgian quad, high alcohol, high malt beer as well that we're experimenting with for something that'll come out a little bit later in the summer. And then on top of that, we just added a new patio that we've been wanting to do for a while. So we were pulling cement the last few weekends and got that just about finished up, and we'll start taking advantage of that, we hope, when we get back to open. And, you know, the other thing I think that all of us had talked about was, you know, we're not doing Beer Fest this year. We're not raising money for the community libraries and the swimming pools and all the things that that we go on, the Relay for Life, the Vets in Need, the, you know, all the things that us breweries do and are known for in the industry and throughout Butler County. So we do have a fundraiser that we're going to work on this weekend, actually, for the Butler County Vets in Need, along with Memorial Day, because you know, that's important as well, and we'll have some more information coming out this week on what we're doing there. But I think that's another issue that we talked about as brewers is we're missing what we can do for our community. You know, without people coming in, without being able to use our brewery power and our group's power in a beer fest or something is kind of disappointing. Really, it's somewhat depressing.
Yeah, Butler County's brewery co-op is the grander picture if you're looking at it that way. But since I have both you, Nick, and Dan on, I want to ask for your contact information. Or how do we get a hold of you? How do we follow you? Are you on social media, all the platforms? What's your website? Dan, why don't you go first?
Sure. You can go to missinglinksbrewery.com. Our website's under work. You can go to an online ordering page from there as well. We use Facebook a lot, and we're just Missing Links Brewery out there on Facebook. Check that out. That has all our events and updated tap lists. And again, you can click the Shop Now button and get to our online ordering system. And then come on by. We're right on Route 68, right in front of the Butler Farm Market. Enter into their driveway, and we're the building right out front. You can't miss us.
All right, Nick, Stick City.
Yeah. Our website right now, stickcitybeer.com, is the place to go to get the updated hours and the beers that we have available for to go during this the pandemic time. But we also have an Instagram and Facebook, and that's at Stick City Beer. And we do a weekly post on there with all the beers that we have coming out and, you know, any little bit of message that we want to get out there. So yeah, and definitely overall, go find these, just put into Google Maps brewery in Butler County area and just start checking off the list, because there's so many out there and they're all making a great product. So definitely go check them all out.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Nick, any final thoughts before we go? And then, of course, I'll ask you, Dan, as well. But any final thoughts before I let you go, Nick?
I don't really have anything else to add. Like I said, just, you know, keep continuing to support your community around you. We're going to all get past this time and get back to that regular normal someday. We just all have to bear with it now, and hopefully this virus just disappears.
Absolutely. Dan, yeah. How about you?
Just a simple thank you again to all of our customers. We ask that you, you know, be patient with us, be patient with those around you, whether you're in our business or anywhere else. Nick said it right. We're going to get through this together, and, you know, just be respectful and, you know, help out in any way that you can. You know, press the governor and your local representatives for some guidance. See if, you know, if you believe in it, what we can do next. And, you know that when the time is right, all of our breweries within the county there, we're going to be the right place to go. We're going to do it right. We're going to do it safely. We're going to do it properly. And, you know, that our customers come first. That's just as simple as it gets.
Absolutely. Nick with Steel City Brewing Company in Mars, Dan Koss. We've talked to you a couple of times with Missing Links Brewery. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, likewise, Tracy. Thank you so much. What you've done and what the radio station's done for our group, we really do appreciate it.